The last week represents something of a sea change in abortion case law. The U.S. Supreme Court just struck down two Texas provisions that heighten regulations on abortion providers.
The first law says that a doctor at the abortion clinic must have admitting privileges.
That's Justice Stephen Breyer interrogating Scott Keller, Solicitor General for the state of Texas. Breyer pressed Keller to give an example of that requirement offering a medical benefit. Keller couldn't provide one. So Breyer moved on to the second provision, demanding clinics meet the same standards as ambulatory surgical centers.
And so what is the benefit here to giving, the woman, there is, I can't say it's zero here, this ambulatory surgical center, when the risk is minuscule compared to common procedures that women run every day in other areas without ambulatory surgical centers?
That has never been the test under Casey about substantial.
Well, now it is. Breyer's majority opinion says the question of whether an abortion restriction presents an undue burden, a legal test often used in abortion cases, is answered by weighing its benefits against its hardships. A lower court deferred to the Texas legislature, allowing lawmakers had a rational basis for imposing the law because they believed it would improve women's health. In Florida, that ruling came at a consequential moment. This is the federal court for the Northern District of Florida last Wednesday. Planned Parenthood in the state just met before a judge to argue whether portions of a wide-ranging abortion law should be allowed to take effect.
It was clear from the Supreme Court case this week that these are medically unnecessary restrictions. Planned Parenthood has been a valuable part of the communities in Florida for over 50 years, and so we've seen an escalation in these tactics under the guise of protecting the health and safety of women.
That's Planned Parenthood Affiliates of Florida Executive Director Laura Goodhue. Her organization challenged three parts of the law. One part defunds abortion providers even if the money was going toward other services for women's health. Another requires half a provider's records be audited every year. And the last changes how doctors define trimesters. The bill's Senate sponsor, Lakeland Republican Kelly Stargell, defends the changes.
It's not shutting down clinic. It's not stopping a woman's right to have that abortion. It's just making sure that we have the same level of care on a woman who's having an abortion as we do other similar procedures.
Despite that, the judge blocked the defunding and reporting requirements. Here's Goodhue speaking after the ruling came down.
We're really happy. So we will be working diligently to make sure that we can continue these vital programs that provide cancer screenings, testing and treatment for STDs, and affordable birth control.
And there's plenty of work to do. Contracts for those services lapsed on June 30th. On Wednesday at the federal court, Barbara Dravecki, CEO of Planned Parenthood for Southwest and Central Florida, described how those agreements have worked in the past.
These contracts historically just roll over, really without much discussion or renegotiation. It's only this year, targeted by the legislature, that they are in question.
The judge's order seems to restore that status quo. But Friday, Goodhue said they're still working on the arrangements. There's also the question of admitting privileges. Florida's law carries a different requirement than the one in Texas, and clinics now have to comply with that part of the law. Planned Parenthood has warned they haven't taken a separate challenge off the table if those requirements end up leading to closures. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.